Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and let's bring Ben in. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. First, tell us about Kevin Stefanski and what are we getting as a head coach here with the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think as a leader, he has had some time to, in terms of what he's done in Minnesota, he's really made an impression, I think, on people by the way he treats them. And that's the thing you hear a lot of people talk about with him in terms of the teacher he is and the way that he builds relationships. I mean, even Gary Kubiak, the Vikings' new offensive coordinator, talked about that when he brought him in, that Stefanski kind of said, you know what, it's easier for me to learn the terminology that you have used with your assistants than it is for four of you guys that are coming in with Gary Kubiak to make a shift just because I'm the offensive coordinator. And I think he talked in his opening press conference about my Harry Truman quote about it's amazing what you can accomplish when nobody cares who gets the credit. And that has been his approach over the years, and that's why a lot of people around here have liked him. Now, how that translates to being a head coach where you are the guy that has the final say on things and you have to get a locker room of 53 guys to buy into everything you're doing and all the externalities that go with being a head coach, it's hard to know how anybody's going to grow into that. But I think a lot of the reason people believed in him here is the way he went about just building an organization and building relationships.
Was it time for him to go take a head coaching job, Ben, or were you surprised that he left Minnesota to come to Cleveland in what's been a not very stable situation?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's been wanting to be a head coach, and obviously he was deep in conversations with the Browns about going there last year, so certainly he would have gone in with his eyes open. I mean, he had to have known what he was getting into in terms of the turnover that's been there and all of the other issues that you come into when you're the Browns head coach. But I think some of it is he strikes me as a guy that his offensive philosophy may be a little bit different than what we've seen. He talked about believing in marrying the run in the pass, and I think he does believe in a lot of those things. But I think analytically, he's probably more along the lines of what the Browns are trying to do than maybe what you saw in Minnesota. And even I think in Minnesota, you saw them start to make a shift in some ways that I would not have attributed to them in the past. They were more aggressive on fourth downs. They got a little bit more willing to take some chances based on things that analytics would say, even though Mike Zimmer has said he's not a believer in it. So I have to believe that some of that is Kevin Stefanski nudging the Vikings in that direction. And I think some of his own beliefs may come out a little bit more now that he's there. And I think he probably in the Browns sees an organization where he can be that type of a coach and try to pursue that line of going about it.
Ben, we talked to Andrew Siciliano, who's from NFL Network, a little bit earlier today, and having Bill Callahan on the staff for him here, to us, resume-wise, makes sense, but he was kind of implying that maybe it's a little bit of a head-scratcher. Can you, I don't know if you can touch on this or not, but do you think that Bill Callahan would be a good mix with Kevin Stefanski, and what kind of guys do you think Kevin Stefanski needs around him to be a successful head coach might be a better question.
Well, schematically, it's an interesting fit because it would not seem like it's quite in the same wheelhouse of things. But I will say this. I do think Stefanski, I mean, it was a lot of his idea to bring Gary Kubiak in the role that he had in Minnesota. So I do think he sees the value in having somebody around him that's older, that has been through it, that may be able to offer a perspective that he doesn't have at 37, 38 years old. So I think having seen that and perhaps having seen what Tony Sparano meant to the Vikings organization before that, he may be at least receptive to the idea. And I'm not sure how much of that was him making the push for Bill Callahan or how much of it was him saying, hey, getting asked, hey, would you be okay with this? And him going along with it. That I don't know. But I do think he learned the value of having some people around him with a little more experience and a little bit more time in the league to kind of bounce ideas off of. So I would guess that is part of the reason that if that fit works, that it would be kind of for those along those lines.
Ben Gessling joining us, covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune. George Payton was here, second interview, hopped on a plane, flew back to Minneapolis. If you're George Payton, what other than Kevin Stefanski and some money would make you leave a situation you've been in for over 10 years, working with a GM you really respect and Rick Spielman, and wait for maybe, again, a more stable opportunity? Or would you think this is the time to jump?
Well, it's interesting because he has turned down a lot of jobs over the years. There have been jobs that he has interviewed for and turned down. There have been jobs that he's been asked to interview for and has said, I'm not even going to come talk to people about the job. I mean, he was close to being he was thought to be the 49ers guy a couple of years ago until they hired John Lynch. I mean, he was sort of thought to be the runner-up in that search and was deep into conversations with them. So you look at the places that he has said no to, and then you look at maybe the Browns, it does become a little bit hard to square the two. I think Kevin Stefanski would be a lot of it. I mean, he's very well-respected. Stefanski is, and both Stefanski and George Payton are very well-respected in the Vikings building. And the time that they've had together, I think maybe Payton would say, this is a guy that I know, and if I'm going to go into a situation as a first-time GM, I would like to have somebody that I know and trust as a head coach, and we could try to build that partnership. That, I would think, would be the pull, because you look at the rest of it, it's obviously not been a stable place to work. The tenure of people there has not been very long, as you guys know. So I would think Stefanski and the potential to work with him would be a lot of it. Now, there's obviously talent there. If you like Baker Mayfield, if you like some of the pieces the Browns have on defense, it could be appealing for those reasons. But I think to take that job, if you're George Payton, especially as selective as he's been, Kevin Stefanski would have to be a big part of the reason why you'd say yes.
But can you give us any – I mean, like, we sit here and we talk about – it sounds like a good fit with George Payton just because they've worked together. But, I mean, is there any, like – I'm not going to say tangible evidence, but when you're working behind a guy like Rick Spielman, you know, and maybe it's not about taking credit, what do you – like, what makes him so great? What makes people say – you know what? This is a reason, and it's happened multiple times. So what makes people say, that's why I want this guy to be my general manager?
Well, a lot of it with him comes down to the scouting side of things. I mean, Spielman gets a lot of credit for the Vikings being able to develop with a homegrown foundation. And you know, they've been aggressive in the draft, and they've had a lot of success probably back 5 or 6 years ago, more so than some of the recent ones. But they've had a lot of success with first-round picks, and they've been able to build it kind of in that, you know, draft and develop kind of format for the most part. They've accentuated things with some free agents, obviously Kirk Cousins being the most notable of them, but they have largely been a draft and develop team, and Payton has been pretty instrumental in those operations to the point where I think there are people in the building that wonder a little bit, how is this going to work if he goes, because he's been such a foundational piece of their draft approach and just their scouting. He's thought of as a very, very good scout. He's got a good eye for talent. He's willing to look in some unorthodox places for talent a lot of times. He's made a habit out of finding guys out of the CFL that have turned into contributors on their roster as well. So that the scouting background and the acumen he brings there is a lot of why he's well thought of. And I think the hope for the Browns, if he does get the job, is, okay, you pair that with some of the analytics things that we're doing, and maybe we have the whole picture. But the thing that he really brings to the table here is just the ability to find players and having an eye for it.
Ben, does he have a philosophy on how to build a team? Is it skill position? Is it build the lines? What do you think it might be?
Well, it's been interesting here with the lines. They have not ordinarily invested a lot of high picks on their offensive line. That's changed in recent years somewhat because of necessity, but I think the approach that he would probably take has been very much the one you've seen them take here, where it's been, let's build the defense. Let's get pass rushers in here that can affect a quarterback. Let's spend a lot of capital on cornerbacks. I mean, the Vikings have spent 3 first-round picks on cornerbacks and a second-round pick since 2013, and they had a Harrison Smith, obviously, is a great safety, has been here since 2012 with a first-round pick as well. So they've spent a lot in that secondary, and they have done a very good job of finding pass rushers. Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, turning Linval Joseph into a Pro Bowl defensive tackle. I mean, they have really, I think, it's been the pass rush and the coverage, which is certainly not unique to them. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that look at those positions and say, that's where we have to plant our flag. But that's been as much of the Vikings' way of doing it as anything else, perhaps because they haven't had the franchise quarterback all the time and they've had to go about it other ways. But certainly the way you've seen them do it here is, let's try to invest in those places. And if the quarterback ends up in our midst and we're ready to go, that's great. But we have to find ways to win, even if we don't have that franchise guy, because everybody's always looking for that guy. And if you believe the idea that there's only a few of those players in the world at any one time, you do have to find other ways to do it.
Ben Gessling joining us, covers the Vikings for the Star Tribune. Ben, last thing. In Minnesota, Dalvin Cook's been terrific. Madison comes in. They have a nice two-guy running game there. Cousins was more than competent playing quarterback. At wide receiver, you had Adam Thielen, who was an undrafted guy, and Stephon Diggs, who was a later-round draft choice. If you're Stefanski and if Peyton takes this job, are they excited about having Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry, or are they thinking we can develop some wide receivers and spend that money elsewhere?
Well, it'll be interesting to watch because, I mean, that's certainly a different way of going about it than they've done. I mean, Adam Thielen really kind of, I think, surprised a lot of people in the building. I don't think you'd find a lot of people in the Vikings building that would say, we knew Adam Thielen was going to turn into this when we brought him in. And even Stephon Diggs, I think, has been a pleasant surprise. So when you look at a guy like Odell Beckham and you say, the talent is there, obviously, but we have to go with all the other things that come along with him, it will be interesting to see because they've had guys like that in the past in Minnesota, whether it's been Percy Harvin, Cordarrelle Patterson to an extent, not in the same way, but there have been guys where they've said, you know what, this isn't really worth the trouble. So if you take those experiences, which I would think would have to inform some of what they're going to do, there's always that bet of, can we roll this guy into our culture and can we make this work, or do we have to look elsewhere? I think having some of those experiences, if Peyton gets the job and Stefanski, both of them having been there for some of those years, knowing that these things get hard to work with if the personality isn't fed, I would think would have to factor into how they approach that position.
Ben, thanks a million. We appreciate your time. Of course, we'll catch you online as well. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Frank Gessling, nice enough to join us. He is from the Star Tribune. He's the Vikings beat reporter. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.